This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Hey, it's me, Dave Stone, former co-host of the Boogie Monster podcast. From 2016 to 2023, myself and Kyle Kinane got together each week to ramble on about ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, and other mysteries of the universe. Or at least that was our initial intentions. But if you've listened before, you know that it usually devolved into disjointed rants about vans and fried chicken. During that time, we also ran a Patreon page that offered up exclusive bonus episodes to our patrons, usually in the form of Q&A sessions. And even though the Boogie Monster is currently on an indefinite hiatus, we're offering up those old bonus episodes to the general population so that everyone can enjoy our old nonsense. Hopefully someday soon we'll dust off our microphones and resurrect the Boogie Monster, but until then, enjoy a blast from the past from your old pals Kyle and Dave. Thanks for listening.
It is. Boogie mornings.
It's wake up boogie.
Yeah, boogie mornings. Come on, everybody.
We're here with funny man Kyle Kinane.
dancing the sun up.
In the house.
We're here in the record room.
For real.
Dave's record room down the street from a car bomb that went off last night.
A lot of WeHo was popping off last night. A lot of action.
Yeah, I rolled into town and you're like, well, coming on Sunset, not Fountain, because a couple cars blew up.
Yeah.
And then a couple hours later, we're sitting here, and I read it looked like it was a structure fire, is what the information I found.
Really?
Like when all the other sirens and helicopters were happening last night.
Yeah, about 9:30, it was...
Same on your block, like just on the other side of this block, mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, that was the most activity we've had since I've been here, almost a year, and just so happened to be the night you're hanging
okay, because I was just like, man, L.A.'s hasn't changed.
Yeah.
L.A.'s being the same thing it's been for a while.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I haven't heard any leaf blowers yet. That's because it's February.
Yeah.
Leaves haven't fallen yet.
They're around.
Yeah.
I think, ooh, Dave had a thought. I remember reading a long time ago that I think in 2023, L.A. passed a law where you can't have leaf blowers.
They fucking pass that law every year.
Really?
Okay. But shit.
I just noticed I hadn't heard any in a little while, and I was wondering if it kicked in January 1st.
I don't think. Yeah. I think that there was supposed to be no gas leaf blowers. That nobody cares.
Mm-hmm. What's the deal with the gas stoves? I still don't understand.
What's the deal?
Have you seen these things? Who are these people?
I think that was, it was one of those things where like, whatever side has outrage, I'm like, it's not a story.
Yeah.
It's a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just a Republican reaction to maybe somebody being like, gas stoves are bad because the tendency to, I didn't even read about it. Cause it was just some fake outrage to get worked up. It's just to make sure somebody from Brooks and Dunn will be like, I'm going to drive my gas truck and eat off my gas stove and I'm going to wave my flag and my son's is my son and my daughter's a girl and God's real. Like, just fuck whatever it is. I'm not going to spend the time. I'm not going to spend my brain power with whatever. Whoever's upset about anything right now, AOC's giving them the what for. Good for you.
Yeah.
It's the side I vote for, but I'm not going to, I don't need that.
Yeah.
There's a whole world out there. that's sunny and full of trees.
That's
and
true.
Sky and clouds and nice things.
That's a good bumper sticker. My daughter's a girl.
My daughter's a girl. The it's way a, God it's intended. Probably out there. You can probably buy it mm-hmm. at a gift shop at the base of Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, as an amateur chef, I raised my eyebrows about the gas stoves because I can't go back to electric, Kyle.
We have an electric stove and it sucks.
It sucks. They suck so bad.
I don't think the outrage. I think the outrage was very disproportionate to what the story was. Like when people get upset about, like, you can't say, I say Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't say Happy Holidays.
Good for you. Who gives a shit?
You can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, go for it.
Nobody's mad at you.
Yeah.
So, outrage gets the clicks, man. Mm-hmm. That's why we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Let's get outraged about something. What do you want to be mad about, Dave? Whipped cream on your iced coffee?
Yeah.
They thought they can't imagine. Noah's Bagels can't imagine somebody who just want iced coffee.
Yeah, I wanted iced coffee, not a whipped
cream on it.
Even, I mean, I know it's, you know, the joke writes itself there, but, you know, I don't necessarily want a milkshake in the morning.
I mean, what do you get? Iced coffee with cream in it?
Yeah, iced coffee with.
So technically the cream is just whipped on top.
Yeah, but the cream's not sweetened.
Oh.
Remember that time I made you homemade whipped cream? And I forgot to put sugar in it. And you're like, this is not very good.
I was just like, oh, this is wild that you would make this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That there would be like whipped cream that doesn't taste like anything.
I was so adamant about it too. Hold on, I got to make you homemade whipped cream.
Well, that was like Thanksgiving. You were making a whole spread. And I was like, oh, it must be like a presentation thing. You know, it must be.
I just like the way it looks.
Yeah, it's like a no shirt, no shoes, no service. Like, well, pie's got to have whipped cream, but we're not going to fuck it up with some sweet, flavorful.
Yeah.
Enjoyable whipped cream. This is just for show.
God, I was so proud of how easy it was to make homemade whipped cream.
Yeah,
I forgot. It's really three ingredients, and I only put two of them in there. I left out the sugar.
So. Yeah, you had the cream and the whip.
That's all right. How are you, buddy? You're in town.
Drove in.
Yeah,
we got in. I was in Oakland. Mm-hmm. I was in San Francisco for Sketchfest.
How was that?
It was a good time. Sklar Brothers, mm-hmm. Dumb People Town. I like those boys. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't have a lot of... How many twins do you know?
Oh, man. Great question.
All the conspiracy theories in the world, nobody freaks out over twins or triplets or these people that, like, will get fertility things and then just like, assembly line, mm-hmm. seven kids.
Yeah. Are there... Surely, I knew... triplets in high school, but I wonder if there's quads.
Yeah, dude, the Octomom, remember her?
Right.
Yeah, there's right. There's a bunch. There's.
So she I had think eight the, at once.
Yeah, it was
like
fucking
litter.
It was grotesque.
I
shouldn't shame that. It was like there's a picture of her. Pregnant, she looked like fucking Grimace. It was disgusting.
Oh,
it's like
my
a cartoon
God.
When somebody eats too much and they have to put their stomach in a wheelbarrow to move around. It was an affront to whatever maker you believe in. And she, like, I don't think she was, I think she just wanted kids. So she just got the treatment and was like, uh-huh. I'm going to have eight kids now.
Oh, my God.
And then I believe had to, like, go into porn. Not had to, but, like, made the choice to be like, look. I like that. It was that whole scene of, like, remember John Wayne Bobbitt did porn? It'd be like, see, my dick still works.
Yeah.
I win. Like, you didn't win.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you won by making a porn. Not, I'm not shaming sex workers, but if you're resorting to that to be like, there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, the 8K, like, but I knew somebody, like, they did fertility treatment and they got three.
Hmm.
It just seems, This is two people that don't have any kids. Of course, mm-hmm. it seems overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
But twins, yeah. I knew some twins growing up.
I didn't know many. I think I knew a couple. But yeah, I knew some triplets in high school. They all played football.
Were they all good?
Yeah.
Oh, really? And there wasn't one that's like... Oh, both of you guys are doing this?
Yeah.
Fuck. Fine. I don't want to, but all right.
Yeah, twins, that's an interesting thing there, the old twin thing.
I don't... it's not like a weird, like biologically, it's not that weird. Mm-hmm. But with all the conspiracy freaks out there, you think they'd be more weirded out.
Yeah.
It's always weird, like, oh, these twins married these other twins. I'm like, that's just, you guys just want a wife swap without being freaks. That's like Mormon, that's just Mormon wife swapping. That's just Mormon swinging is all that is.
You just cracked the code.
Yeah, that's Mormon swinging is man. Twins marrying twins.
Going back to Sklar Brothers, do you know if, have they always been a duo?
Have they
always been twins? How long have y'all been brothers?
I think so. I haven't seen them. I mean, their style is very like the setup and the punchline, and it's like rapid fire back and forth.
Yeah.
But they hang out like that. That's how they are in person.
Oh, really?
But they're like, they're just fun. Mm-hmm. And they're fun. And then Daniel Van Kirk is like, they're, you know, he's with them. He's fun. So the after party was at one of the guys from Mythbusters Garage.
Okay.
In San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it was all movie memorabilia. I was telling you about this. Mm-hmm. It was, I wish I was more of a movie geek because I could see how, or I was with somebody to see how excited they would be about that stuff. Cause it was like, Star Wars, like there's a C-3PO and R2-D2, and like from the movies, like the actual things. I got excited because they had Indiana Jones. They had the, like the little like big toothed little thing they captured. Well, you haven't seen Indiana Jones still. No. We should have done that last night. We should watch Indiana Jones.
We should have
started watching Barry.
It's good.
Yeah, Barry's fun.
I've seen the first three episodes like five times.
Well,
you should try
watching Indiana Jones once. I'm still blown away that this isn't.
Yeah.
It's absolutely your wheelhouse.
Really? Okay.
It's Indiana Jones, dude.
I don't know how I missed it all these years.
I still haven't seen Halloween, so we're both.
That's a good question. What's another off the top of your head, like a classic movie that people love that you A, haven't seen, and B, have no interest in? I've yet to see a Marvel movie. Not seen one.
I've had a good time watching them, but I just don't. I'm not trying to be dismissive of like, oh, I'm just too cool for them. Like I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't.
Like somebody finally, like, we're going to see the Avengers, and which one is it? They're like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then I watched it. I'm like, this was a good time in the theater. Mm-hmm. Even in New York, which if you see a movie in Manhattan, there's always like somebody who just went grocery shopping and brought all their groceries in there. There's a nursing mother. And then there's a guy who's just there to sleep as loud as possible. Hmm. Not homeless. None of them homeless. Just like, this is what we do at the movies.
Yeah.
It's a real, it takes a village scenario. And like, this is the worst way to see a movie. How did I get tired? And the movie was still entertaining enough that I didn't mind that the guy next to me fell asleep on my shoulder.
Really?
That's what I remember. I don't remember the movie, but I remember being like, this movie's, I don't want to wake this guy up.
I would probably mind that.
One of these explosions will probably take care of it. But didn't. I'm like, you're sleeping that well? Good for you. You're sleeping through Monster Man.
Yeah.
Getting in a fight with the...
Is that one of the
shark
guys?
Shark tits or whatever? I don't know.
Monster Man versus Shark Tits?
Yeah, you ever see that one? Age of the Ageless?
I went and saw a movie the other day strictly because I wanted popcorn.
I needed to get out of the house.
Well, I needed to get out of the house. Katie needed, she had some stuff going on.
I think we're just making a regular episode right now. Yeah, I think we might do maybe tonight we'll do Q&A.
We'll get to it.
We'll see what happens.
But yeah, I went and saw the new M. Night Shyamalan movie just to have popcorn.
But I didn't even know there was new. I thought it was still Old Beach.
No, I saw Old, or as you call it, Old Beach. That would probably been a
better
name.
Was it called Beach or was it called Old?
It's called Old, pretty sure.
And they turn old?
Yeah, they turn old. Like time speeds up. Like I forgot what the equation was, but they said something
people who go to the beach and are out in the sun get old quicker?
An hour on this island is like 7 years or something like that.
Yeah, fucking go to Venice. Half of those people there don't realize it's 2023. Fuck, man, I just took a nap back in 74. What do you mean CCR broke up? that's just the beach life, man.
Why am I so leathery? So how was the Bay Area, though? Did you have fun up there?
Yeah, I did that show. Mm-hmm. with those boys, had fun, went over to the Golden Bull in Oakland to do a show Monday night, and that was a lot of fun.
Got a bowling alley, or just a cool name for a bar? Golden Bull?
Golden Bull.
Oh, I thought you said Bull. I'm sorry.
Bull, yeah. Okay. But yeah, it was a cool bar. It's owned by one of the guys from Sam I Am, some other Bay Area. I think he might be the sole proprietor now. But it was just a cool rock and roll bar lounge that, you know, packed it out. I was talked for too long.
Yeah.
Without saying enough funny things for how long I was up there. I was dusting off some stuff. So yeah. Thanks for sitting through it, everybody.
Good for you, man.
But that was good. Drove down, took my naps in the van.
Yeah.
And ready to be in Southern California for a couple days. It's sunny out. Things are green.
It's beautiful.
I mean, more car explosions than I'm used to in Beaverton.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a trade-off. It's a trade-off.
You know.
Nobody's out there trying to blow up cars when it's all dreary out. Like, I'm just going to stay in and dream about domestic terrorism. How about you, Dave? What's going on, man?
Oh, boy. I'm falling apart, man.
Avoid the details, because we talked about this.
That's true. I'll just say I had to had a sebaceous cyst drained.
That's it. You're done. Back of my neck. That's it. That's all you got to say. Don't rough. Go into it.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about it on the regular episode.
You can talk more about it on the Stonebergs. We don't have to. I don't want to talk more about it.
Oh, it was rough.
You go save it for the Stoneberg. If you like that stuff, Stonebergs.
I'm sore.
Yeah. I had something chopped off my neck, too.
What's going on?
Everything's
We're
great.
Just getting old.
Everything's cool, man. I don't know what you're talking about. Everything's cool, dude.
Fuck you. I'm rad.
Yeah, man. I'm worried about it.
Oh, man. Well, let's get into some of these cues, man. This is your week late Boogie Monster Bonus Patreon Q&A. And when I posted this, it was still somewhat near the new year. And I asked, because I had a couple of loose New Year's resolutions that I've already broken.
What were yours?
One was to sincerely work on my road rage.
Did you do better?
I've done better, but
Did you blow up that car down the street?
I didn't blow up that car.
Is that what you did? That guy didn't use a turn signal 3 weeks ago?
I'm doing better, but not as well as I had wanted. And, you know, of course, the old standards, you know, get in better shape, lose some weight. And that's, you know, it's a slow burn.
Well, people are sharing them with us.
Yeah. So, yeah, I asked, what's a New Year's resolution that you actually stuck to for an entire year?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm curious to see some of these responses, because I can't imagine any resolution of significance. Can't imagine anybody hanging on to that for a whole year.
I just don't. The concept of it.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, this is what's going to make me do it. Like, if you wanted to do it, you would just do it. You wouldn't have to wait for the date's insignificant. If you want the thing, do the thing.
Yeah, but I get the sense of like round numbers, clean start. You know, I get that because I apply that to certain aspects of my life that never really work, but. I mean, I get the concept of, like, new year, new start.
Yeah.
It's easy to, in terms of, like, with a resolution or something, it's easy to, like, remember when you started something if you start it, like, on the first of the year or the first of the month or whatever.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah. Have you ever had a New Year's resolution that you kept more than a week or two?
No, I quit smoking when I knew I needed to quit smoking.
Okay.
I stopped eating meat for the most, just because I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to. Like, well, I mean, I never did like a recovery program or anything, but like, oh, it's one day at a time. So to be like, here's the, like, all I ever think about is train spotting where the guy's like, I'm going to do it. This is it. This is how I'm going to do it. He's like, locks himself in his room, like hammers the door closed with all his, I need my tins of soup. And this is all I need to quit doing heroin, except for one more shot of heroin. So I'm like, yeah, all that ceremony.
Yep.
Just makes it more disappointing when you don't accomplish it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like ceremony about anything.
Yeah.
Because I feel like building it up. That's street cleaning going by.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody. Big city living.
Yeah.
They got a lot to clean up.
Yeah.
Not a kind of car explosion.
It's true.
I want to see a ticket on that melted car out there, like street sweeping on Thursdays, guys. Sorry.
Guy out there has to get out of his street cleaning truck and get the shovel out.
Pile the ashes.
Yeah.
But I don't like the ceremony around that stuff because because then it just I don't like ceremony about anything.
Yeah.
So to take a New Year's this is absolutely you're like good. Join the throngs of everybody who's going to be disappointed in themselves in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Speaking of which, real quick, you mentioned quit eating meat. Any chance this week when you're in town? Any thoughts about breaking edge for a day?
No.
I shouldn't plan anything.
No. I had my I had my go around the holidays, and then 2 weeks into January, back on the cane with a wicked gout attack. So I don't think
get back into
which I don't know. It's like I don't know if it took that long for it to like affect. I have no idea if it was related, but yeah.
Who knows? Let's kick it off with Spooky Lou. That's a good handle. Old Spooky Lou says, Dave, as far as food prep goes, how would you stop a sandwich from getting soggy from any sauce or condiment? That's a good question. Also, just a little inside note, watch the handling of the mic too much.
Oh.
Yeah, they're sensitive.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. But yeah, it's just rustling.
Oh, okay, okay. I got it.
Gotta watch the rustling. How do you keep a sandwich from getting soggy? Well, first of all, eat it as soon as you make it.
Yeah.
I used to always get bummed. There's something depressing about a sandwich that was made 8 hours ago or yesterday. As far as like when I was a kid, my mom making my lunch in the morning or the night before. And even that was, I didn't do a lot of condiments, but it was, even if you don't put anything on there, just the moisture from the meat and the refrigeration, and it's going
to
get soggy.
Subway magically manages to make your sandwich feel like that immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I watched you make that. It tastes like it came from yesterday.
How great would Subway be if it were good?
Well, that's, apply that. It would be Jimmy John's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to counter that, Jimmy John's, if I get the big one, I eat half of it. I leave half of it in the fridge for later.
Uh-huh.
It's even better.
Really?
Because all them flavors have had a chance to hang out. And I think Jimmy John's addresses the sogginess. First off, go easy oil and vinegar if you need that stuff.
That's my one beef with, no pun intended, Jersey Mike's. They go way too hard on the oil and vinegar.
Oh, yeah. It's like a...
It's like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, it's like a, real oil wrestling in that sandwich.
Yeah.
Cheese on the bread first.
Yeah.
Go ahead and throw the condiments. That cheese, you're going to insulate the bread. Then throw your condiments in there.
But then, if you got mayo or mustard just sliding around directly on the meat, that's always a little off-putting to me. But I see what
cheese,
you're saying.
Cheese, mayo or mustard, then your lettuce, tomato fixings like that,
and then
the then meat. Your meat.
Okay.
I believe Jimmy John's, if made correctly, employs some sort of angle like that. Because I'll have it later. It's a little bit marinated together, but it's pretty tasty. So, yeah.
What was your go-to lunch? Sub-question. When you were in elementary school, bringing your lunch or eating the school lunch?
Brought my lunch.
What was your go-to? Walk us through a Kyle Kinane fifth grade lunchbox.
Man, it was bologna Miracle Whip white bread.
Okay.
And it was...
Miracle Whip as a young man.
Forever.
That's advanced palate for a child.
I was reared on it. Reared on the whip. Been on that whip since a child. Had a miraculous childhood. Make your sandwich miraculous.
All right, so bologna.
So,
no cheese?
Nope. It's like I didn't even know to ask for it. It was just one of those things when you're a kid, you're like, you eat this. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I just ate what was given to me. Yeah. I can't think of food that I did not like.
Same.
When I was a kid. I think I had zucchini once, and it grossed me out.
Boring.
Yeah. But I was just like, I think I thought it was a cucumber, and I like cucumbers, and I ate that. I'm like, something's real wrong with this cucumber. Like, that's zucchini. I'm like, well, fuck this.
Yeah, it's an honest mistake.
Yeah.
All right.
For that, I think I would get...
Chips, crackers, cookies. What are we doing?
I would get a fruit snack.
Fruit snack. Like a fruit cup, like a processed thing?
No,
or
like
a piece
of fruit. Gummy fruits.
Oh, gotcha.
like not, it was like for some reason those were okay. They weren't candy. They were, but yeah. It was like, no, you give your kids these.
Yeah.
And they didn't even have fun shapes. They were just the drops.
Yeah. Those are good though.
Yeah. I just bought some weed gummies that taste exactly like the grapefruit snacks.
Okay.
I'm like, wow, this flavor was like, well, it was nostalgia flavors. Fruit snack and Capri Sun.
Capri Sun.
That'd be it.
Nice. That's a solid lunch.
Yeah. Always mixed with the smell of disinfectant because we ate lunch in the gym. In grade school, we ate lunch in the gym. And so it was like they had the folding tables that would go into the wall, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they'd bring those down and just hose the place down and disinfect it. So everything, like a plain bologna sandwich, but if you could just like spray some Lysol in the air. That would just take me right back. That would put me right back in third grade.
Oh, man. The good old days.
Mm-hmm. And probably, like, retired, but probably asbestos everywhere. Mm-hmm. I think every school I went to at one point was, like, you'd see, like, trucks out there in the summertime. Because was it, like, 1990 or something when they found out asbestos was bad?
Oh, I don't know.
And every building had it. Every building. Unless you were like went to a new school, every building had asbestos. So,
I was watching a Seinfeld episode the other night where George's boss is trying to keep him. He signed a contract, but everybody hates him.
Yeah.
So they like boarded up his office.
Yeah.
And he like fought his way in. And then he's like, yeah, tomorrow they're putting in asbestos. The idea of bringing it in.
We're installing asbestos just for you.
Oh, good times. All right, Spooky Lou. So cheese, separating the bread and the condiment. I think that's the obvious way to go there.
Yeah, just put up a defense system.
Mm-hmm. Drew Brooks asks, Happy New Year, fellas. I can't remember ever following through with a resolution. Granted, my resolutions are usually to buy a winning Mega Millions ticket or pick the right horses at the Kentucky Derby. I told myself that I was going to be more kind to myself and others this year. Let's see how that goes. I hope that's working out, Drew.
Good luck.
He continues, my girlfriend got me to start going to the gym with her and to lay off the booze until Valentine's Day. I'm not stoked about it, but I know I'll feel better. Good for you.
I had my three-week run of not drinking.
Really? Three weeks?
It's over, but
okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
There's something about... It sucks the first few times. You've gone for stretches too, where it's real obnoxious, especially if it's like, oh, it's about going out to bars.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's unique for us because it's not like if you just quit drinking and then going out to bars is what you like. We work in bars.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens that, oh, I'm a booze bag, but I have to be at a bar three or four times a week.
Yeah.
And the first week when you stop drinking, everybody's obnoxious. Mm-hmm. It fucking sucks.
Yep.
And you're like, this is terrible. But when you get past that point, it's the most liberating feeling when it's like, oh, I can be here.
Mm-hmm.
I can have a club soda with some lime and maybe some bitters.
Mm-hmm.
And I can hang out with my friends. But I'm also going to go home at like 10:45. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get sleep tonight.
Not going to be hungover tomorrow.
No matter, I'm going to call people tomorrow. What happened last night? Nothing.
Yeah.
You just spent another $60. That's all you did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, good luck, man. And it's, keep in mind, it really is this, not to say you feel like superior, because that means you sound like, but it's like, I was like proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm like, oh, I can go. I can drive tonight.
Yeah.
And hang out.
Yeah.
And still have fun. So good for you, man.
See, I kind of go the other way. Like, I really try, for the most part, I mean, I'm not 100% on this, but like when I'm on the road, I try not to drink just because I treat it like work.
Yeah.
And like, especially if I drove on the tour or whatever, like the concept of getting a DUI 1,000 miles from home, that sounds so miserable and awful.
Yeah, the concept of getting one in general should be.
But especially out on the road, like, oh, I've got to cancel shows or whatever. So I'm paranoid about that on the road. So I do, when I set my mind to it, like, oh, I'm not drinking on this tour or whatever, I do fine with that. And I don't mind being around others that are drinking. Does this mean I'm an alcoholic? I enjoy drinking alone. Not like a lot, but what I mean, if I'm home alone or just Katie and I, and I'm watching a ball game, or it's, you know, it's Friday night, I'm going to watch a movie, whatever. That's when I really desire a drink, more so than when I'm out at a bar. Because also, I don't go to as many bars as I used to if I'm outside the context of comedy. I honestly can't remember the last time I just went to a bar if I wasn't doing a show there.
I realized that too. I was like looking at neighborhoods in Portland to live. I'm like, I gotta have places to go out and like have a drink at. I'm like, do I?
See, I love to have drinks at home. I love the controlled environment. I control the TV. I control who's coming and going. I love that. So that's where I love to drink, is at home. And I know that makes me sound like a lush.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
But that old thing, you drink alone.
It doesn't. This is, no, I mean, oh yeah, let's all design our lives around a George Thorogood song.
But that's a legit thing that people ask.
But like, I'm at home. This is where I feel comfortable loosening up a bit.
Yeah.
And it's not all the money you're spending. Exactly. And I'm not around a bunch of obnoxious people.
Yeah. So that's now older. Like, that's where I drink, is at home. You know, and like I said, if it's an occasion like, oh, it's a ball game or it's a UFC fight or something I like to do while I'm drinking, it's so hard not to.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I dig that. I think you're all right with that. Mm-hmm. I think that's okay.
Well, good luck to you, Drew.
Yeah.
Hang in there, buddy. Creamy drippings.
Yeah,
Past 3 years, my New Year's resolution has been to eat more hot dogs.
Best of luck, CD.
I like that. I did pretty good with it, but I always thought I could do better. This year, I'm going to try to eat more biscuits. Okay, I respect that. What do you guys think about more people trying resolutions that involve doing something you enjoy more instead one where you beat yourself up for trying to do better yourself, commonly fail, than just feel worse about yourself after?
Yep.
That's a great way to look at it, Creamy Drippins. Resolution to do more cool things as opposed to cut out.
Well, maybe not self-destructive.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, hey, instead of waiting till the weekend to be like, oh, I really wish I went kayaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is my problem. I'm speaking to myself. The day of, I'm like, I just like being here, like being lazy around the house.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, if you make a plan, like Rachel's like, if there's a plan that's made, then it's easier to do. If we just wake up, it's so hard to be like, let's do this today. And then all of a sudden it's 2 p.m. Like, well, it's too late to go do that. It's like, make plans.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
What if there's a biscuits and gravy eating contest? How disgusting do you think that would be?
Yeah, I'm not interested in that. It's not a high volume food.
What's a number?
What's a number I could do?
You're on your laptop. Look up biscuits and gravy eating contest. It's had to have happened.
I mean, I bet you I can. Well, also, the way classic biscuit and gravy is one biscuit cut in half into two pieces.
Well, that's for the governing body to decide how they want to quantify what one biscuit is.
Biscuits and gravy eating contest. There's a bunch of YouTube videos of like the challenges.
Oh, God. What'd they get to? I just want to know a number. I want to know a number from reality of how many somebody ate in one sitting.
I don't want to click on all these YouTube videos.
Okay. Well, we'll find out later.
Yeah. Yeah, that is not a high-volume food. It's the same way back in the day, Shoney's in my hometown.
Shoney's.
They opened a all-you-can-eat burger bar. Hamburger's not a high-volume food. Maybe two or three, depending on how big they are. But, like, wings I get, you know, shrimp, you know, smaller, you know, finger food type things.
Yeah, but that came from marketing. They definitely, all these things, the prices are fine-tuned to where, like, people will pay $20.
Mm-hmm.
They're only going to eat two burgers worth.
Yeah.
Which normally would only cost them $15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it's all manipulation.
That's the freedom. We've talked about this before, but if you had to narrow it down, is there a food you think that you could do best at in a eating contest?
Oh, if it was a contest, I'd try to think about what I've gone. Honestly, lately, man, Juanita's tortilla chips.
Okay.
Man, there's no way that should be a contest.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've eaten chips and salsa.
Mm-hmm.
The way, like, tweakers pull their hair out. Like, they don't even know they're doing it anymore.
I get that.
I think I've done that. Like, oh, that was a new salsa I opened. And now I'm crunching chips to drop in the bottom so it can create some sort of paste that I can get into my mouth.
Okay. Yeah, chips and salsa.
But how are you going to measure chips? And that's just a weight.
Yeah. Yeah. Weight.
But I'm trying to think of what I've got, like.
This isn't necessarily my
Sour Patch
food.
Gummy bears.
Okay. I can't imagine myself. I mean, it would have to be a huge volume. It's hard for me to think about getting full off of pistachios. I think I could just take down a gallon jar.
Dude, I had this old bag of buffalo wing flavored sunflower seeds in mm-hmm. the van, and I just started going on those. And I'm new to the sunflower seed
yeah.
game.
Uh-huh.
Do you eat sunflower seeds?
I did back when I played baseball, and that was a big
would you
thing.
Eat like would you put a bunch in your mouth and get through them?
Yeah, the technique, you put a bunch and then you tweak them and spit out, you know, keep the seed and spit out the shell, you know.
I don't know how you do that without swallowing shells with that much.
Yeah, I mean, I think I probably did swallow quite a few.
Yeah, I was doing one at a time, but I was doing that. It felt like 2 hours driving.
Mm-hmm.
I probably ate 7 of them, but I was just gonna. But as far as like a driving snack, especially if you used to smoke, like smoking was like, oh, here's just an activity to keep me occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Sunflower seeds were great.
Yeah.
Pistachios, I would think equally.
Yeah.
Pistachios isn't all like put it in your mouth and
mm-hmm.
spit the seeds out. But
you used to have a bit about that, like it's an old man snack.
Oh yeah, I used to smash them with my
smash
phone
with
to open
phone.
Them. I did that, crushing them like a pill head.
How many White Castles do you think you could mow through if you were, you know?
I mean, as far as somebody from the Midwest that had like the amount you would have, I think. When I get them now, because they were one of the first places to have the fake meat.
Uh-huh.
Like it matters.
Yeah, that's probably the closest to the real thing, I would imagine.
Yeah, this is just a heel of a Doc Martin that you've steamed next to a pile of cockroaches. It's fine. I can eat those. But I think I get them now. I think I get 6 when I go.
Okay. Yeah, if I'm really going for it, I'll do 6. But I think if I
don't feel good at 6. I don't feel good at 4. But then there's only 2 and they're so small. You're like, I got these.
I think I could eat a dozen if I applied myself and didn't
crave case.
What's that? 2 dozen?
I think it's 20.
20. I could eat 20 if I was trying to prove a point and I didn't get sides, if I didn't get fries or anything.
I want to know when you would have to prove a point. You know what? Everybody, just to prove a point.
Hold on.
I'm going to eat 20 of these.
The fuck you say?
Nobody doubted you. No, I believe I heard it in your voice that mm-hmm. you did.
Watch this shit.
I'm going to go ahead and eat 20 of these.
Well, good times, Creamy Drippins. Yeah, get out there and do some fun stuff.
That just sounds like a sign off. Good times, Creamy Drippins.
Gene Creamery.
Oh, Gene Oof. Creamery. R.I.P.
Terrible origin story that is. Ryan Lawrence, hey fellas, you know that old urban legend about the old hag that jumps in front of your car, and when you get out, she isn't there? Well, that happened to me, but my brakes aren't very good, so I hit her, and that ghost bitch did $1,500 worth of damage to my 98 Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Now my insurance is demanding I pass a drug test before they pay out. My question is, like, what the fuck, man? That is a good question, Ryan.
Man, that drug test, you could not been on drugs then, but then because of the stress, it drove you to drugs, and that should make your insurance pay out even more.
Mm-hmm.
Act of God, dude.
Yeah. $1,500 worth of damage to a 98 Mercury. 99 Mercury.
That's two 99 Mercuries.
Yeah, that's hard to do. But not shitting on your car there, Ryan, but... Did you really hit a lady, or are you just being funny here, bud? I hope you didn't really hit an old hag.
It's a ghost. Mm-hmm. It's a ghost.
Hmm.
But, you know, this is a show about belief, so.
Yeah. Got to watch out for those old ghost hags.
That's why you got to get the good insurance if you're driving in a haunted area.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of urban legends, get the good insurance. Get more than just liability.
Yeah, low deductible. Poppin' Fresh Eddie, Happy New Year's, you too. Followed a New Year's resolution in 2021. Of 100 push-ups over the course of a day, at least 3 days a week. Started to add squats and sit-ups and other little exercises and still do it now. Also, if you could eat a meal with any specific or type of influencer, who would it be? And what would the poison you put in their food? Okay, yeah, hypothetically, of course. I don't know if I could name an influencer. I don't know anything about influencers. I mean, I see them on TikTok when I scroll through there, but I don't know.
I don't know any by name.
Yeah.
I want to go back to this thing about doing 100 push-ups or the like stuff like that mm-hmm. where it's not.
I've been trying to do that. I wrote that down. I'm trying to do 100 deadlifts and 100 around the world every day.
Just when I go do 20, mm-hmm. I'm going to go do a few here.
Yeah.
That's how I approach exercise. I'm not like, it needs to be regimented. Mm-hmm. I need to see results. I know I'm doing them.
Yeah.
And I feel good. But if it's like, oh, I got these dumbbells, I'm going to do a few of these. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a few more of those. I'm going to do some 3 pull-ups on my pull-up bar.
Yeah.
Like, even that's good. Yeah. That's getting you close. And everybody's like, you need to have a plan. You need to have a regimen to see results. Like, what if it's not about results? What if it's about just feeling better?
Feeling better and just overall health.
Like, yeah, getting your systems run, you know?
That's what I was doing a lot during baseball season. I was watching so much baseball that, you know, and I admit that part of my problem is just being sedentary. Like, if I sit down and watch a game, that's 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
But during baseball season, when in between innings, I would hop up and do whatever. I was doing push-ups for a while, squats, whatever. But, like, that's why I keep my new big boy thing. I moved
75 pound kettlebell.
I keep it out in the living room for the most part. So if I'm watching a movie or watching a show, you know, every 20 minutes or something, I'll pop up and knock out.
I just like that you made that somebody deliver that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's only $20 shipping. So I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, but somebody, what did I get delivered that was just ridiculous?
I did feel
and
bad.
I felt bad for the guy delivered because I'm like, let me help you with this, dude.
I thought about leaving a tip in an envelope mm-hmm. down there, but he got it here quicker than I expected. Yeah. But I was thinking about that, like this poor guy. Surely he's got hand trucks or something. He didn't just carry this thing.
I remember when I worked in a warehouse, and it was like, it was before Amazon, but it was basically looking back. It was a Sears fulfillment center. So it was the same thing. If you ordered online from Sears, whatever they had. Mm-hmm. But so it was just pallets of whatever. And one of them was safes.
Ooh.
Like little room safe, but like, those are heavy. Yeah. And then a block of them. And I've like never been on a forklift where like you actually felt the forklift kind of like struggle a little.
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, oh yeah, put it up there. I'm like, no, you don't put this. This stays on the ground.
Yeah.
You don't load these steel racks. You don't put a ton of safes on the top. Somebody did, fuck, it was like that. It was like air conditioning units and some dude that they just hired.
You had a bit about that.
About crashing forklifts. I did. That was from that warehouse.
Did you, was that story true? I think the bit was you crashed a whole bunch of AC units. You knocked them
out. Well, that was a mix of the other dude they hired because he had a CDL. Like, well, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
So you can handle a forklift. I'm like, it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
So this guy, he was like a garbage truck driver. They gave him a forklift job.
Yeah, two different
And things. He got a pallet of air conditioners. Ooh. Just jammed in all weird, like, not stories, like a building story, but like of like what the warehouse stories are. So probably about, maybe they were each 6 feet tall,
uh-huh.
but about 5 stories of that. So you're talking, you know, 30 some feet up there.
Jeez.
And got it in all cockeyed or tore the plastic. And like, so they were about to fall off and he just came. He's like, what do I do? I'm like, everybody just get away. And I like got in there and like, because you have a cage over the top of the forklift, but it's still, you don't want an air conditioning to fall out of, like, trying to navigate it, because then you get them wedged in the pallet breaks.
Uh-huh.
So now it's like you can't even get the forks underneath it. And it's like, well, I'm just going to have to ruin all this stuff to get the forklift out of here. Yeah, there's some hairy.
You see those videos every now and then, like mm-hmm. security camera footage of warehouses and disasters. Yeah,
and it's if that stuff's not secured. I mean, I've hit. It happens to the best of people. You're driving, like you just put something away with the forks up.
Yeah.
But you're looking ahead of you. You don't realize that the forks are up and down. And all of a sudden you're just driving. You go through a doorway. The other warehouse job I had, they would get like temp workers mm-hmm. that they were just like, all right, you're on the forklift. These temp workers, they just want work. So like, yeah, I could drive a forklift.
Yeah.
Twice the guy drove it through like a concrete doorway between Oof. A warehouse and a loading dock and just cinder blocks rain down. Like, you got to take this guy to the hospital, Kyle. And it was like there was something sly about, like, just bring him over there.
Leave him at the curb.
Yeah, like, oh, man.
Man, you know what I love watching? Every now and then on YouTube, I'll run across stuff like this. It's like blue-collar porn to me. But, like, truck drivers backing their loads into, like, little bays. Like, the skill, like, when they do it in real tight quarters. Like, dude, I love watching that kind of shit.
There's a comedian in Portland. He's real funny. He's like in his 60s. Uh-huh. His name's Don Gavitt. But he's like, yeah, he's like, I don't watch porn, but I get in trouble and watch. It's a lot of auto repair tutorials on YouTube. It's like, oh, yeah, doing fuses on 89 Taurus. My wife's like, what? We don't even have a Taurus, you sicko. It's like, it's just fun. It's like the perfect, like, guy in his 60s bit that's just like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yep, I'm into that, too. This weird repair, like Mecum Auto Auctions. We were having drinks after a show, and we both got down about Mecum Auto Auctions.
Good time.
Anyway, here nor there.
All right, moving along. Good luck to you, Poppin' Fresh Eddie. Keep banging out those push-ups.
PF Eds.
Frostbeard. Kyle, you mentioned playing The Last of Us, I think, on No Accounting for Taste. Mm-hmm. Would love to know your thoughts on the game, if you played any further. Continues Dave and Kyle, would you guys ever consider streaming yourselves playing some horror games? Think you'd have some good commentary. Yeah, we've thought about that, like, as far as, like, Twitch and stuff. Is that still a thing, Twitch, with the video games?
People are
still
doing it. Yeah, I got it. Weirded me out because I was trying to play, and then I'm just so used to, like, having to like, if I'm going to be the center of attention in terms of entertainment, I need to be providing something that I think is of value.
Yeah.
Even if I'm failing, even if I'm bombing with comedy, at least I'm trying to do something. And this was just, I'm playing a game, and people are just watching me play the game and comment, and I'm like, oh, I should talk and all this. Like, no, we're just hanging out. I'm like,
yeah, it does feel weird. From somebody else who's never been a performer, maybe not so much, but I get your point.
And it was like, oh, this is just voyeurism. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel, I tried it. I got the whole setup.
That'd be like Twitch and me just having lunch. Let's watch Dave eat a barbecue
sandwich. Or like, I mean, but honestly, if you were just making a meal and had a camera set up in your kitchen.
And no commentary, just me
that's
doing it.
Honestly, that's you would probably do great.
Hmm.
If it was like, oh, if it, like, it has to be consistent, like every Tuesday at 3, because it's live.
Yeah.
It doesn't get, people don't rewatch it. Mm-hmm. Well, they might, but like the thing is that it's live.
Yeah.
So you have to program it like television. Like every Tuesday at 3, Dave's going to make a new meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're doing something that people are watching your technique, but it is also like the hangout thing. These streamers, they don't do shit. They just sit there and they either got their tits out. Mm-hmm. Or there's these people that just walk around, and it's a voyeurism thing. I can't unlock why it's not interesting to me.
Yeah.
But that's me. People make a great living off of doing it.
Huh.
And you'd be doing something for them, like a cooking show, but not edited. It's live.
Yeah.
They don't care if, oh, shit, I guess I'm just chopping an onion right now. You don't have to edit that out. Yeah. They want to watch you chop an onion.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, it's crazy how all that is transformed into what you know, the standard for entertainment, how it's, I don't want to say the bar is lowered, but it's definitely pivoted into a different realm.
I think there's just people that, you know, they, like I said before, they work on their computer, but then they have another monitor open. That's what people say. It's like, they're not just sitting there staring at you doing the thing.
Uh-huh.
They're also multitasking.
Yeah.
And that's just a thing that's on in the background.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, oh, there's a friend
mm-hmm.
doing a thing next to me while I do my work.
Yeah.
And it's less entertainment, and it almost seems like it's more companionship.
Mm-hmm.
For people that have been raised with computers and screens, and so actual in-person
mm-hmm.
interaction is not comfortable, but having somebody alive on a monitor. I don't know. Shit, man. I don't know.
Going back to Frostbeard's first question, The Last of Us. What's that? It's a game?
Oh, it's a TV show on HBO or Showtime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
That apparently
I see the
people
ads.
Like a lot. And it's okay. That Pedro Pascal guy who everybody's in love with.
Oh, that's where he's from. He hosted SNL this week and I didn't know who he was.
He was so the dude. From that show. I think he was the guy from that Nicolas Cage movie too. That and he's real funny.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah.
But he does look like the casting is amazing. Mm-hmm. The game's great. The game is just like there's a zombie outbreak from a virus.
Okay.
And you are now traveling. It starts, I believe, in Boston or Philadelphia, somewhere on the East Coast, and you have to make your way to Utah.
Uh-huh.
And the premise is like this guy is in charge of like there's this girl that she got bit by one of the zombies, but mm-hmm. she survived, so she has whatever genetic makeup to prove that. They'll make like that there's a cure.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has to protect, he has to get her to like these rebel forces because it devolves into like it time jumps in the game where it's like, oh, now there's the Gestapo basically police that are like lock down everything and everything has to be completely secure. And then there's like these rebels that are like, no, there's other ways to do this. I'm convoluting it. But so this guy's got to get her from the East Coast to Salt Lake to get her like these rebel forces that are like, believing that there's a medical cure for this and we don't have to just kill everybody.
Uh-huh.
And so I have not watched the show, but the game was just, I finished the game. Mm-hmm. The game was great.
Okay.
Yeah. The game was real good. And then I finished it right. I still haven't started the show yet. Cause I'm still like, I just finished the game. Let me sit in that.
But yeah.
I think you might watch. The show is supposed to be great.
Really?
We should start watching that.
Okay. It's not just another zombie show. Cause it seems like there's a surplus of them.
No, I think it's because it really is about the relationship of this guy that does not want to be in charge of saving this. Like, he could be comfortable in his little underground hideout, but uh-huh. instead it was like his dying wife's urge to be like, you need to get this girl to this hospital in Salt Lake that can
okay.
do the tests and kind of figure out how to get whatever she has, whatever her antibodies have, to develop that and like save the human race. Yeah. And he's like, it's not worth it. It's too risky.
Okay.
It's show's supposed to be good. Game was great.
Well, hell yeah. All right, Frostbeard. There you go.
Tubby Dumps.
Where's Tubby Dumps? You got one?
Would you rather be beaten physically or mentally destroyed?
I think Tubby Dumps has asked us that before.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd rather be...
Tubby Dumps is... asking themselves that.
I'd rather be beaten physically. I can get over that pretty. I feel like that. Yeah, unless it's permanent damage.
But really?
Yeah. The psychological stuff sticks with you.
Well, that's. I guess I need more specification. Like mentally destroyed. Mm-hmm. Like how so? Like over the course of years? Like just. Yeah, psychologically unraveled?
Yeah.
Or just dressed down for over a week? Like, I would. Yeah, how do you mean?
Dressed down.
Yeah, just being told I'm unattractive for a few days. I got social media. I can handle it.
Steve Channel. Hey, guys. What's your favorite thing about stand-up, i.e. tags, callbacks, act-outs, etc.? Thanks for the podcast. Hmm. A simple but good question. I think my favorite thing, and it's something I struggle with as a stand-up, like I've got all these stories from my past and from my life experience, but then figuring out, we've talked about this, as a comic, I don't want to just tell a story for the sake of telling a story.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that happened. You got to find an interesting angle, there's got to be a twist, there's got to be a parable, there's got to be something. And to me, that's always, like I'm proud when I can, you know, craft
what's
a nice
bit.
What's
the lesson, yeah.
Yeah. Because I've got a ton of stories that have been on my comedic to-do list for years, but I got so many stories where I'm just like, I don't know why I would tell that. I don't have a thing about it yet. I don't have the angle.
That's my problem. I get to the end of a story. I'm like, well, I could make up a fantastical ending, or mm-hmm. I could be honest. But the truth, yeah, but then the honesty is like, the truth is just like, and then that nothing happened.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to... Mm-hmm. I got to be better at it. Chris Gethard's a good guy to watch for mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And Dan Cummins as well.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing, man, I just like having to, like, come up with new material.
Mm-hmm.
just like, oh shit.
An original idea.
Yeah, cracking an idea.
Yeah.
Like when like, oh, I don't know. I still don't know what's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know. Like, is this even fun? Like, if you find out, like, it's still, there's no, it's never figured out.
No.
It's still like, how about this? Nope. Okay. Yeah. I was trying to write a bit now about how we actually have to like Elon Musk for being this putz because he's like, because now dickheads are going to buy Teslas to own the libs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, that's still a win-win. Like, yeah, you still got these jerks in electric cars.
Yeah.
Like, take that, libs. Like, oh, yeah, you got me. Look at you.
Yeah. What do I feel stupid?
Oh, boy. Oh, man, I'm stinging.
Another thing I love about stand-up, and you're much better at this than I am, but, like, coining phrases, not like a catchphrase or something, but, like, putting words together that have never been put together before.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about language and the history of language and how many people have spoken and like, oh, I'm the first person to say something this way.
Yeah, words are fun,
man. I love that. I love that.
Words are fun. Steve also said, I quit smoking 4 years now. It's the only resolution I ever stuck to. Good for you, man. That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Good for you, man. Noah Nelson, Dave's thoughts on Bucky's brisket sandwiches. Also, ever been to Pig and Pig Out barbecue in Wichita? Have not been.
Pig and Pig Out.
I like that. And no, fuck Bucky's. I wouldn't eat anything from Bucky's. Yeah. I had an incident at Bucky's one time where a fucking employee tried to have me arrested for sleeping in my van in the parking lot. I tell you that story?
Really?
In Houston, I'm driving cross country. I'm in the van. It's like 4 a.m. I pull over. I thought it was a truck stop. I'd never been to a Bucky's. It's a gigantic gas station. I thought, well, people surely pull in here to catch some Z's.
Yeah.
About an hour later, she's banging on my window with a cop, and she's screaming at me, I told you to fucking leave already. And I was like, what? Me and another cop came by here 30 minutes ago and told you to leave. And I was like, lady, I'd never seen you before. And I even told the cop, I was like, look, if a cop told me to leave, I would have left. I don't give a shit about this Bucky's. I thought it was a truck stop. I'm trying to catch a nap. But like she was like, you need to arrest him. I was like, what the fuck is your problem? I don't know if she had me mistaken for another guy. But I was like,
that really sounds like that's what would
have been. I was like, lady, I just pulled in like an hour ago. If a cop told me to leave, I would have left. But she was just, like, the most aggressive and mean encounter I'd had in years. And I was like, all right, I'm leaving. And the cop was fairly cool about it. I even told him, I was like, dude, if a cop told me to leave, I would have left. Yeah. I don't give a shit about this place.
A shitty experience in Texas.
Yeah.
Why I never.
But, yeah, so fuck Bucky's. That fuck the whole company based on that one experience.
That sounds like she got you confused. Or sometimes the people on meth work at the gas station.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was just like, lady, what is your problem? But yeah, but beside that personal experience, I was going to say brisket sandwich at a gas station sounds gross, but you know, I grew up in the land of mom and pop gas stations that had great homemade food.
It was always fried chicken.
Yeah, fried chicken. In where I grew up, we had a little mom and pop station that would make homemade biscuits every morning. Sausage biscuit, chicken biscuit, bacon biscuit. Oh, so good. But Bucky's being a chain, I can't imagine a brisket sandwich from Bucky's being that good. But what the hell do I know?
I mean, maybe it varies Bucky's to Bucky's.
But yeah. But no, I have no experience with that, Noah.
Sam Bergman, if a female werewolf gets pregnant, do you think her fetus also transforms into a little wolf fetus once a month? Or does she carry around a human fetus as a wolf? That's a great...
Good question.
I don't think I've ever seen in fiction a female werewolf.
I don't think I have either. You would think.
Nobody's gone that far. We've had lady vampires.
Uh-huh. Oh, speaking of which, by the way, sorry to distract. Guess who's playing Dracula? There's a new Dracula movie coming out in a month or two. Just take a guess. Who would be
Is it Nick Cage?
Yep.
But he's been vampires.
Has he? Why was he a vampire?
I thought he was a vampire.
It seems like you would have, but anyway, it looked pretty awesome. So, yeah, we'll lady see, vampires. Yeah,
we'll see what happens with old Nick Cage and his newly refound popularity. Yeah, I don't know. Lady werewolf.
Got some big werewolf cans. Some hairy
well, okay,
jugs.
But it's not now. Like, let's not have a female werewolf gets pregnant. It's like, okay, if a pregnant woman got bit by a werewolf and turns into a werewolf, then I don't know, because I can't answer this, man. This is a great question. Yeah. I think it stays a human fetus. Because what makes the werewolf turn? It's a full moon. Fetus isn't seeing a full moon. But if whatever you eat is what the baby eats, that's why you can't smoke while you're pregnant. So if you become a werewolf while you're pregnant, then that's slight werewolfery on the fetus.
Yeah.
Personally, this is why I believe in a woman's right to choose. You know, if you're like, oh, shit, I'm pregnant, and now I got bit by a werewolf, I'm probably going to have to terminate this pregnancy. Best case scenario, then you're a werewolf with a werewolf baby. And so you're like, well, I'm about to go nuts on a full moon, and I got to take, I can't get a babysitter for my kid because my kid's going to turn into a werepuppy. And a sitter's not going to understand that.
No, no, you're going to have to pay that person extra.
So now I'm going to, that's what I'm going to take. Or you put them in a kennel. Like, you can't put your baby in a kennel, and you're like, trust me. Or you got to take them to work with you. But then you're a crazed werewolf. You're not paying attention to your wolf puppy.
No. Yeah, that's quite a dilemma.
Great question. Great question. No, don't have an answer.
Let's see here. Pleatherface. What's the biggest, that's a good one, Pleatherface. What's the biggest, meanest animal you think you could defeat in unarmed combat? And why is Dave's answer wildly overconfident?
Why? We've gone over this.
Also, it continues, 1 year I challenged myself to bike at least 100 miles outside every week for the entire year. I did it and sort of sucked because winter is a thing here in Denver. Way to go, Pleatherface. 100 miles a week he did for a whole year. You did 5,200 miles that year?
Damn, dude.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
That's...
Biggest, meanest animal. Okay, biggest animal I think I could defeat. Not necessarily the meanest, but like pound for pound, like a big animal that I think I could fuck up unarmed. Panda bear. Big stupid panda bear. Munching
on bamboo.
Still
a bear.
Yeah, but it just looks so stupid and docile, and they're just so... They won't even procreate to save their own species. What are
yeah,
they?
They're pent up.
They got
it's
no...
Like, it's like fighting a 600-pound incel.
Man, that's
you ever seen a video when a panda's had enough?
No.
You should watch that.
They all just look...
Turns into a bear real quick.
I know it's been an ongoing joke, but I truly believe... I'll do one. Two on one, I fucking murder two coyotes with my bare hands. No problem.
Two at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck them both up. No problem.
All right.
Now, bobcat, different story. Obviously, mountain lion, different story. I want no... Bobcat in an emergency. I mean, Ryan Singer tells a story that we saw a bobcat when we're hiking, and I picked up a rock and started walking towards it because I just wanted to get a better look at it, and he ran the other way. He thought I was an idiot, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I could take a bobcat, but I'm not going to run away from it. I'll run away from a mountain lion.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to run away from it. I think you have to stand your ground.
Well, I got no problem doing that.
Biggest animal?
Grizzly bear is probably the most terrifying. I was thinking about that the other day. What's the animal I would least like to run across? Lion, tiger, grizzly bear? I think grizzly bear is the least. I want no part of a fucking grizzly bear.
Shark.
Yeah, in the water.
Yeah, because you're in the water.
Can't do anything.
Shark on land, different story.
Different story. Land shark.
Biggest animal I think I could take?
Mm-hmm.
Tortoise.
Yeah.
Just got to flip it over.
Slap it in the head.
Just get on the side of it, flip it over.
Yeah.
You win.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other big animal. Like maybe a, I was going to say ostrich, but boy, those things are fucking freaky. Those
mean.
Big legs.
They're mean, yeah.
Big legs, the way they run.
It's like if a kangaroo was a bird.
Kangaroos are kind of scary.
Kangaroos are mean. Kangaroos gut you.
That great video, that guy punching one, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. How was, whoa, look at that. I got a little action going.
That was you for once.
It was one of those, you have those internal farts.
It just means your stomach's growling.
Yeah.
Internal fart means you have a tear in your GI and you got real issues, Dave.
Yeah. Panda bear. I still think I could fuck up a panda bear.
You need to watch videos of panda bears being more bear than panda.
Okay.
They turn quick.
They do.
They get moving fast when they need to.
They look like a guy in a furry suit.
Yeah, because all the marketing has been pandas are adorable. Mm-hmm. Pandas are sweet. Stuffed animals, this and that. Marketing has made you think a panda bear is docile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just eating bamboo and shit. But you see a panda bear get a hold of somebody when they've had enough. No joking around, dude.
All right, we got time for one more. You see one you want to pick out there?
Let's see what we got here. We've had some good ones.
Yeah. And we'll get to the rest of these next month.
Let's see. Let's do a spooky one.
Okay.
All right. If you were to kill a skinwalker under the assumption that it was just an animal like a coyote, looking at you, Dave. This is from Sam McCauley, by the way. Would it be manslaughter or animal cruelty? This is like the flip side to the werewolf question.
Okay.
Follow-up question. Do skinwalkers retake their human form when they die like a werewolf? As for New Year's resolution, I stuck with a standard get in shape resolution in 2022 and lost 30 pounds. Hey, right on, man.
Hell yeah.
Well, would it be manslaughter or animal cruelty? Depend what authorities are you answering to? Ooh. Tribal elders that get it?
Uh-huh.
Also, who's killing skinwalkers? Yeah. I don't think you can kill a skinwalker.
I don't think so.
Yeah, if you're answering to just state police, you're in trouble, buddy.
Yeah.
That's the end of every werewolf movie, is they shoot the werewolf, and then it's just a naked dude laying there.
Yeah. Man, skinwalkers are scary.
I was scared at first, and now it just seems like a catch-all. I feel bad, but I feel like I've consumed so much of this realm of the supernatural that nothing's sticking anymore.
But the idea of shape-shifting is
this
so
might
scary.
Be a regular episode conversation, but like, what's making it through? What's rising to the top as far as paranormal supernatural? Because after years of doing this, I'm like, UFO, right now they're like, UFOs are real.
Mm-hmm.
And still nobody's freaked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. I listen to this podcast called Trust Us. These two ladies that, like, it's about cults more. And they both were kind of raised in situations of, like, one I think was, like, Mormon fundamentalist. So they got out of it. But it was a slightly older episode I was listening to on the drive. And one gal was talking about how the church, like, the Pope admitted, like, because it's like, what would religious people do if we proved that aliens are real? How could they handle it, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess the Pope, this is according to one of the hosts, that the Pope was even like, just remember that even if aliens are real, it doesn't mean Jesus didn't exist. Like preparing Christians to not freak out. So even the Pope is like, we got to get people ready for the concept of extraterrestrials.
That's not a bad point. I mean,
well, as far as keeping it so like, yeah, like listen, they're not mutually exclusive. Mm-hmm. Jesus taught people, but then it is, though, because you're like, well, but if you believe in God, God made the earth, ergo, God made aliens. So some fucking Bible thumper is going to walk up to a black triangle, like, you've ever heard the word of the Lord? Like, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses are going to fucking knock on a UFO. That's how we find out if aliens are going to, like, are dangerous. Let the fucking Johos get at them.
We're all God's creatures.
Let the Johos and the Mormons on their bikes ride up to the Black Triangle. Mm-hmm. And you go, if they zap them with a laser, nuke them. Nuke the fuck out of them. We're done. If they let them in, well, they're pretty gullible aliens. Like they don't know yet. They don't know. They don't know you're supposed to turn the lights off and hide behind the couch when the Johos come to the door. Anyway, as far as the Skinwalker thing, I don't know, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know either. I want no part of a
Skinwalker. In my head, I feel like if you're beating a Skinwalker that's a coyote, it would like blip into a human form.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Like a glitchy TV screen that you're slapping to get to get the game on.
Oh,
like beating the shit out of a coyote. Like, oh, wait, that's just Reggie. Oh, stop it, guys. I'm just skinwalking.
Just kidding. Prank.
Hey, I'm skinwalking here.
You've seen that? That's been a trend going around lately. I mean, I know it's happened in the past.
Really? Rhinestone skinwalker?
Pranks, TikTok pranksters getting their ass kicked.
Love it. Love it.
I hate pranks. Fuck your prank.
There can be nice one. Were we talking about this? I never know if I was talking to you or Shane about like some pranks are harmless and they're silly.
Like your friend's, what's her name? That's on TV 24/7. What's the name of that show? Impractical Jokers.
Oh, yeah. The jokes are on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, some of this like, oh, I'm going to fuck with a stranger for views.
Yeah. I love seeing.
Yeah. Got your ass beat.
That's what happens. That's what happens, bud. I'm not in on this prank, and I didn't ask to be pranked.
Although the one where the guy just is in the park and has like a fart machine in his pants.
That kind of stuff's funny.
It's not hurting anybody.
No, that's not hurting anybody. It's a prank, bro. It's a prank.
But you physically contact me?
Yeah. Guess what? This is my prank.
Yeah.
This is my. I go around and idiots like
you. I'll get your views. Yeah. You'll get your views. You can look at them from a hospital.
Oh, man. Well, good times. Thank you, patrons. Fun questions. We'll get to the rest of these next month. And, yeah, man, it's fun to have an in-person one.
Yeah.
Live from the record room.
We did it. Maybe we knock another one out this weekend.
Maybe so. There's no telling what we could accomplish if we set our mind to it.
All right,
going bike riding today?
I gotta go get rad adjacent.
Go get rad?
Haven't been up on this hill in a while.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know if I can get up this hill. No, I've been gone for a few years. This one's a 45-minute ride up. Although it's nice weather out.
Yes.
I think there's just sunshine alone will be like, ooh, boy, look at this.
Yeah. I can get you some vitamin D, buddy.
Get some rays on these tits.
Thank you, patrons. Y'all keep it between the ditches. Appreciate the support. Spread the word. Tell a friend.
God bless, brah.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bratwurst.
If we can, we're on our way, guided by the wind that's going where we've never been. Up to now, we're rolling out like a bat out of hell. We're on our way. You can't pay me enough to stay on the hills or call my name. Get out of town.
Okay, thank you.